So this discussion about the basis of material relationships. What is the basis of material relationships? The basis of material relationships is kama, lobha, lust and greed. So this is the basis of family, anger, illusion, envy, madness. All material relationships are based on lust and greed. That's the material world. Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajaguna, Samudva. Krishna says in Gita, Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajaguna, Samudva. That Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajaguna, Samudva. That this Kama and Krodha are born from passion. In this world, passion means movement, action, action center, action city. Action, man, action. Where's the action? Hey, where's the action at? Where's the action? Oh, yeah, there's a party over here. Okay, let's. I want to be where the action is. So action, then reaction. If you're where the action is, then you're going to get a reaction. Karma fall. So if your action is papa karma, then you're going to get papa fall. And if your action is punya karma, you get punya fall. Action, reaction. This is a material world. But all these actions and reactions are based on lust and greed, kama and krodha. Now, this is how the material world is spinning on these two forces. These two forces of lust and greed, kama and krodha. I mean, yeah, lobha, lust, kama and lobha, lust and greed. Now, what about the spiritual world? There's another world. It's avyakta. Beyond this world, there's another world, the spiritual world. So all the relationships in the spiritual world, all the relationships are with Krishna. He's the center of all the relationships. And all the relationships, there's a basis. What's the basis of the relationship in the spiritual world? The basis of the relationship in the spiritual world, no matter who you are, or what you are, or where you are, or how you are, in relationship to Krishna, the basis of that relationship, because everybody has a relationship with Krishna, the ground has a relationship, the birds, the animals, the mothers, the fathers, the girls, the boys, the friends, the air, the sky, the planets, everything has a relationship with Krishna. It's called Krishna Sambandha. And the basis of that relationship that everybody has, it's based on the welfare and happiness of Krishna. Everywhere center, nowhere circumference. Right? In the material world, everywhere circumference, nowhere center. You have your circle, and I have my circle. So it becomes two circumferences, and mother has her circle. That's three circles. And oftentimes they clash, because there's no common circle, no common center. But in the spiritual world, everything is centered on Krishna. There's no common lobha there, lust and greed.